Chrome's Podcast. As we continue our tutorial and review of a Google Chromebook, we're going to take a look at a few more accessibility settings first. But to get there, I need to introduce how you launch apps, how you navigate the Chromebook beyond the Chrome browser that pops up when you first run the device. Going to the launcher is analogous to pressing the Windows key on a Windows PC and activating the start menu and then allowing you to navigate the taskbar. To do that, we press Alt-Shift-L for launcher. I'll press that now.
Launcher. Button. Shelf. Toolbar. Window. Press search plus space to activate.
We're presently on the shelf, and you can customize the shelf. This is a little bit like pinning apps to the taskbar in Windows. Many of us pin applications that we use regularly to the taskbar in Windows because they're easy to get to that way. There are shortcut keys that you can use to launch them. You can do similar things in Chrome OS, and a little bit later, we'll go through customizing the shelf so that your Chromebook can look and feel the way that you want. But if I navigate the shelf at the moment to see what Chrome OS has put here.
Google Chrome. Button. YouTube. Button. Duo. Button.
Google Duo, for those not familiar with it, is a VoIP application for audio and video, and you can also make group calls. There is a webcam on this Chromebook, so it's a really good way to communicate with people. And Google Duo is available on a range of devices, including iOS.
Play Store. Button. Web Store. Button.
That's what's on the shelf. Next, if I go right, we'll get to the status tray.
Status tray. Time 23:59. Battery at 89%. Connected to Manand Wi-Fi 5G. Strong signal. Comma. Using English, US. Button. Window. Press search plus space to activate.
This is a little bit like the system tray in Windows. We can see a bunch of information
here. Status tray. Time 0:00.
And it's just ticked over. Oh, it's a brand new day. Look at that. So that's the status tray. I'll go back right.
Launcher. Button.
And we're back on the launcher. I'm going to press the search key with the space bar to activate the launcher.
Sticky mode disabled. Search your device. Apps. Settings and web. Use the arrow keys to navigate your apps. Edit text. Launcher. Partial view. Window.
This is very similar to the start menu key in Windows. Now that we're in the launcher and you can type what you are looking for, it could be a particular setting, it could be the name of an app, and the search will narrow down to help you find it. Because this is a Google product, you can actually also perform a Google search from here. I'm going to navigate right.
Settings. Button.
And because I have recently been in settings, settings has come up here in the launcher. That's actually where I want to be, so we'll go there, but we'll come back and explore the launcher and other apps that you can go to later in this review.
Settings. Heading 1. Banner. Search settings. Search.
Now, I believe I have sticky mode on, so if I press H.
Network. Heading 2. Bluetooth. Heading. Connected devices. People.
I'm pressing H to navigate by heading.
Device. Heading 2.
And we'll have a look at some of these other settings a bit later.
Personalization. Heading 2. Search engine. Heading 2. Apps. Developers. Advanced. Collapsed. Button. Settings.
And it's wrapped around. I believe accessibility is actually under advanced, which is collapsed. So I'll press Shift with H to go back.
Advanced.
And expand that.
Advanced. Expanded. Button.
Let's see if there are other headings now.
Date and time. Privacy and languages and files, printing, accessibility.
And there we go. That's what I want.
Get image descriptions from Google. Toggle button. Not pressed. If an image doesn't have a useful description, Chrome will try to provide one for you. To create descriptions, images are sent to Google. Press search plus space to toggle.
A very good hint there that tells you what this feature does. And if you are a Google Chrome user on other platforms, you will have seen this where Google is using some artificial intelligence to try and describe images for you that don't have any useful alt text. This is off at the moment, and for now, I will leave it off.
Always show accessibility options in the system menu. Toggle button. Not pressed. Press search plus space to toggle.
I would quite like that, and so I will toggle that on.
Always show accessibility options in the system menu. Toggle button. Pressed.
And keep going.
Manage accessibility features. Enable accessibility features. Subpage button.
That's what I want to do. Go in here and turn a particular feature that interests me on. So I will press this button.
Manage accessibility.
And we'll navigate.
Manage accessibility features. Enable accessibility features to make your device easier to use. Learn more. Link. Text to speech. Heading 2. Enable Chromebox spoken feedback. Toggle button. Pressed. Open Chromebox settings. Link. Enable select to speak. Toggle button. Not pressed. Text to speech voice settings. Select and customize text to speech voices. Sub display. Heading 2. Use high contrast mode. Toggle button. Not pressed. Enable full screen magnifier. Toggle button. Not pressed. Enable docked magnifier. Toggle button. Not pressed. Open display device settings allows you to adjust your screen resolution. Subpage button. Open appearance settings. Customize your text size. Link. Keyboard and text input. Heading 2. Enable sticky keys to perform keyboard shortcuts by typing them sequentially. Toggle button. Not pressed. Enable on-screen keyboard. Toggle button. Not pressed.
What I'm actually aiming to do is to try and set dictation up. And one way to do that is actually to enable the on-screen keyboard. But there is another way as well. And I'll continue and try and get that going.
Enable dictation. Speak to type. Toggle button. Not pressed. Send your voice to Google to allow dictation into any text field.
That's what I'd like to try and get going, so I'm going to press this button.
Enable dictation, speak to type. Toggle button. Pressed. Send your voice.
That's done that.
Highlight the object with keyboard focus when it changes. Toggle button. Not pressed. Highlight the text caret when it appears or moves. Toggle button. Not pressed. Navigate pages with a text cursor. Toggle button. Not pressed. Switch access. Control the computer with just one or two switches. Toggle button. Not pressed. Open keyboard device settings allows you to adjust your keyboard repeat rate, word prediction and more. Mouse and touchpad. Heading 2. Automatically click when the cursor stops. Toggle button. Not pressed. Show large mouse cursor. Toggle button. Not pressed. Cursor color. Black default. Button. Highlight the mouse cursor when it's moving. Toggle button. Not pressed. Open mouse and touchpad device settings allows you to enable slash disable tap to click and tap dragging. Navigate home or back and switch apps with buttons in tablet mode. Turned on when Chromebox or automatic clicks is enabled. Learn more. Link. Show navigation buttons. Toggle button. Pressed. Audio and captions. Heading 2. Captions. Subpage button. Play the same audio through all speakers, mono audio. Toggle button. Not pressed. Play sound on startup. Toggle button. Not pressed.
Now, that is actually quite handy. I like that idea because it just gives me some added confirmation that the device is working just in case something goes wrong with Chromebox. So I'm going to enable this in the same way that I also have the Windows startup sound turned on all my computers.
Play sound on startup. Toggle button. Pressed. Add additional features. Open Chrome Web Store. Add additional features. Link. Settings.
And now that noise indicates that we've wrapped around. So there is a good list of accessibility features in Chrome OS. And I have enabled dictation. You'll note that there's no OK button or anything like that. I can just close this window by pressing Control with W.
Toolbar.
And we're back to where we were before on the launcher. Having done that, what we've done is set up dictation. And what that should mean is that you can press the search key with D for dictation in any edit field, and you'll hear a sound, and you can dictate. And if you've ever experienced dictation with Google, you'll know how fast and accurate it is. Unfortunately, I can't get this to work when Chromevox is running. So for now, at the time of this recording, the only way that I've been able to get it to work is to turn Chromevox off once you have focus in the edit field by pressing Ctrl+Alt+Z and then pressing Search with D to start your dictation, and off you go. Now, you do have to speak quite quickly after the tone, or the thing will time out. But that's a little bit of a fiddly way of doing it. I have reported this, and apparently it's being investigated. But for now, I'm not aware of another workaround to get dictation done using this dictation method. It is still pretty worth doing, though, because the dictation is good, it's accurate, it's fast. And once we start looking at applications to use with your Chromebook, we might take a look at this in greater depth and just demonstrate how it works. But I did want to get that accessibility feature enabled as we traverse the settings. Let's go back into settings and have a look at some other non-accessibility related settings that you can configure in your Chromebook before we really start getting into applications and using this for practical purposes.
Launcher. Button.
I'll press shelf. Search with space to open the launcher.
Search your device. Apps.
And search with right.
Settings.
There's settings there, so we'll activate that by pressing search with space.
Settings. 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 Heading 1.
There's quite a list of settings. These are divided by headings. I'll just make sure that sticky mode is on.
Sticky mode enabled.
There we go. And now I'll just press H to navigate by heading.
Network. Heading 2. Exited banner. Main.
What we've done by pressing H to navigate to the first heading on the page is to skip past a set of links at the top of the page. Some of these links are same page links, so they will take you to other places on this page. Others may open subscreens. I'm going to press the right arrow since I now have sticky mode on to just have a look at some of these network settings.
Wi-Fi. Subpage button. Mananduithi 5G Wi-Fi network. Signal strength 93%. Press search plus space to activate. Wi-Fi. Subpage button.
Now, just to speed the process up, I will press the control key to silence those hints and just move us along a little bit. But that subpage button means that when I press search with space or just the space bar when sticky mode is on, we will go to a separate screen and there'll be configuration settings. These are what you would expect. You can see visible Wi-Fi networks, very similar to the way that we got the Chromebook configured. You can also connect to non-visible networks or the usual network settings. Nothing particularly unusual about that screen.
Wi-Fi enable. Toggle button. Pressed.
You can disable Wi-Fi altogether, which you may want to do in certain circumstances if you're on an aeroplane or something like that.
Add network connection. Collapsed. Button. Bluetooth. Heading 2.
The devices are Bluetooth capable, and now we're into the Bluetooth section, which as you can hear, you can also navigate to by heading.
Bluetooth. Subpage button. On.
Since we haven't investigated Bluetooth yet, let's go into the subpage.
Bluetooth subpage back button. Click to navigate away from Bluetooth subpage. Main.
Let's navigate to the right.
Bluetooth. Heading 1. Bluetooth enable. Toggle button. Pressed. Paired devices. Heading 2. No paired devices.
If you wanted to pair another Bluetooth keyboard or perhaps a headset, a Bluetooth speaker, any of those things, then you can do that from here.
Unpaired devices. Heading 2. No Bluetooth devices found. Settings. Bluetooth.
And now we've exited wrapped around. Main. So at the moment, because there are no other devices, it's fairly simple. I'm going to press the equivalent of F1, and that should be the back button. That should take us back.
Bluetooth. Subpage button. On.
And indeed it has. And the cool thing too is that focus has been remembered. So I press the back button, and I'm now on the Bluetooth button, which means I don't have to navigate around the screen to find where I was before. I'll navigate right.
Bluetooth enable. Toggle button. Pressed. Connected devices. Heading 2.
So what we had there was the Bluetooth button. It's just there on this screen to very quickly toggle Bluetooth on and off in case you don't want to go into all the granularity of looking at various devices that you have. Now we're on to connected devices. And I'll press right.
Android phone. No eligible devices. Find out more. Link.
A Chromebook is a Google device, and similarly, of course, a Mac is an Apple device. And if you have a device like this, then they will want you to be deeply embedded in their ecosystem. So there are things that you can do with your Android phone, if you have one, and a Chromebook. And you can connect the two together. You can control some of the phone functions from your Chromebook, including text messages and an increasing number of functions, actually. So if you have an Android phone, it's worth looking at all that you can do when you meld an Android phone and a Chromebook together. Interestingly, though, Windows and Android are talking quite nicely to one another as well. And you will see in the My Phone app in Windows an increasingly strong partnership between Microsoft and Google in terms of making Android phones work seamlessly with Windows. I guess that both see it as an advantage to offer these features to compete with things like Handoff, which works so seamlessly in the Apple world. We'll go right.
People. Heading 2.
Now we're in the people section.
Google accounts. Subpage button. Jonathan Mosen.
And there's my Google account. You can set up multiple Google accounts on this device, and that means that multiple people can use it. So I, for example, could set up Bonnie's Google account on the Chromebook, and I could sign out. She could log in as her, and all of her settings would be preserved, all the way down to her speech preferences in ChromeVox, and email accounts, documents, the whole caboodle. So it really does feel like when you log in with another user that it's somebody else's Chromebook. It's a really easy thing to set up, and it's very easy to sign out of your Google account. Probably the easiest way is to just tap the power button. And in the same way that a lot of computers have a system where you tap the power button and you get a little menu that pops up with shut down and restart, the Chromebook works the same way. And one of the options is to sign out from your Google account. When you do that, the computer doesn't power down because you're given the opportunity to sign in as someone else. Now, while I remember to mention this, when you sign out of a Google account, you can also perform a function known as power washing your Chromebook. And what you do is when you're signed out, you can press from that screen Control, Alt, Shift, and R. And when you do that, you're taken through a process where you can erase your Chromebook completely and set it up as if it were a brand new device. And it was that power wash feature that allowed me to start off as if this Chromebook were new for this review, even though I've been using it for a few weeks to come up to speed before recording these segments. So let's go into the screen and take a look at what's here.
Sign in has changed. Sign in has changed. Heading 1. View accounts. Button. Sign in has changed. Sign in has changed. You can now manage all of your Google accounts in one place. Access and permissions that you've granted to apps. Websites and extensions in Chrome and Google Play may now apply to all of your signed-in accounts. Learn more. Link. View accounts. Button.
So you can investigate this if you want to. I'm going to press the back button. And in this case, the back button is not doing anything, so I'll press escape.
My accounts subpage back button.
And that did work.
My accounts. Manage your signed-in accounts. Websites. Apps and extensions in Chrome and Google Play may use these accounts. Accounts. Heading 2. Add account. Button. Primary account. Jonathan Mosen.
There we go. That's the primary account, but we can add a second one.
Settings.
And that's what there is here. So now I should be able to press the back button.
Google accounts. Subpage button.
We're back exactly where we need to be with focus on the last thing that we were focused on when we were on this screen. So I'll navigate right.
Sync and Google services. Subpage button.
Let's open the screen to take a look at what our options are.
Sync and Google services subpage back button. Sync and Google services. Heading 1. Learn more. Link. Sync. Heading 2. Manage what you sync. Subpage button. Control how your browsing history is used to personalize search, ads, and more. Link. Review your sync data. Link. Encryption options for added security. Google Chrome will encrypt your data. Collapsed. Button. Other Google services. Heading 2. Auto-complete searches and URLs. Toggle button. Pressed. Help improve Chrome's features and performance. Toggle button. Pressed. Make searches and browsing better. Toggle button. Pressed. Enhanced spell check. Toggle button. Not pressed. To fix spelling errors, Chrome sends the text that you type in the browser to Google. Google Drive search suggestions. Toggle button. Pressed. Settings.
And then it's wrapped around. So I'm going to just take a look at the Manage What You Sync feature and see what we have control over there. So we've got the defaults set here at the moment, and they are quite data-centric. I think that we are sending quite a lot of data to Google at the moment. People will have varying levels of comfort with that, and you should go in here and set these in a manner that you are comfortable with.
Settings. Search settings. Search.
If I just navigate away from this edit field.
Network.
Now I should, because I'm in sticky mode, be able to press the letter B to find the button I'm looking for.
Advanced. Sync and Google Services subpage back button.
And again.
Encryption options. Auto-complete searches. Help improve. Make searches and enhanced spell check. Google Drive. And auto-complete. Encryption option. Sync and Google Services subpage back button.
That's interesting. It's skipping over the manage what you sync option, even though the Chromebook says it's a button. So I'm not sure what's up with that, but I will find
Learn
it.
Learn more. Sync. Manage what you sync.
By navigating the ordinary way, and we'll press space on this.
Manage what you sync subpage back button.
And go right.
Click manage what you sync. Heading 1. Learn more. Link. Radio button selected. 1 of 2. Sync everything. Radio button group.
That's the default, and it is selected for now. But if you want to get more granular, let's go right.
Sync everything. Radio button unselected. 2 of 2. Customize sync.
We need to check this radio button before we can see what we can customize.
Radio button selected. 2 of 2.
And now we can right arrow.
Customize sync. Sync data. Heading 2. Exited radio button group. Apps. Apps. Toggle button. Pressed. Bookmarks. Bookmarks. Toggle. Extensions. Extend. History. History. Settings. Setting. Theme and wallpaper. Theme and open tabs. Open passwords. Passwords. Addresses. Addresses. Phone numbers and more. Toggle button. Press.
You'll notice that this voice is breathing in a similar way to the way that Apple's Alex breathes.
Payment methods and addresses using Google Pay. Payment methods and addresses using Google Pay. Toggle button. Wi-Fi networks. Wi-Fi networks. No search results found. Settings.
So that's all the different things that you can sync. Now, if you are deeply embedded in the ecosystem, you can understand why this is actually really handy, because you can log in to another device, be it Android or even Chrome on your PC or your Mac or your smartphone, and all of these things will be in sync, which is highly convenient. There will be some people who just don't want to send this much data to Google, and that's a personal choice, and so you can obviously check these things manually. For now, I'm going to go back to
radio button unselected. 1 of 2. Sync everything.
And check that.
Radio button selected. 1 of 2. Sync everything.
And I'll press the back button.
Manage what you sync. Subpage button.
And the back button again.
Press sync and Google services. Subpage button.
Now we're on the main Google settings screen again, and I'll navigate right.
Security and sign in automatically.
Similar to other computers, you can sign in automatically if you want and configure security around that. I'll go right.
Parental controls. Setup button.
There's a suite of parental controls here. This is particularly important because Chromebook is well used now in education, and you may well want to set some constraints around when and what your kids can access. You can go in here and do that. So if you are a parent or an educator, let's take a look at what we have.
Setup parental controls. Setup parental controls.
We'll go right.
Setup parental controls. Dialogue. Setup parental controls. Stay in the loop. List item. List. With 3 items. Supervise your child's device remotely with the Family Link app for parents. Set digital ground rules. List item. Keep an eye on screen time and set limits as needed. Guide your child to good content. List item.
I'm just right arrowing through these, so that's why there's a bit of a pause, but I can also press the letter R or the search key with R if I don't have sticky mode on to read all of this continuously.
Add restrictions to Google services, like app approvals or content filters on Google Play. Cancel. Button. Getting started. Button.
We'll go one level deeper and have a look at the getting started button.
Getting started. Button. Press search plus space to activate. How to set up parental controls. Heading 1. Link your child's Google account with your own in a Google Family group.
I'll go right.
Review the apps on this device and set filters. List from your own device, remotely supervise your child and set more controls. Back. Button. Next. Button.
And for now, I'll go back.
Press search plus.
So I'll press the back key. That doesn't work on the screen. Can we press escape?
Parental controls.
We can.
Setup button.
I'll navigate right.
Manage other people. Subpage button.
This sounds pretty Orwellian. Let's go in and have a look at what it lets you do.
No search results found. Manage other people subpage back button.
And go right.
Click to navigate. Manage other people. Heading 1. Enable guest browsing. Toggle button. Pressed.
Even if you think you have no intention of getting a Chromebook, listening to this tutorial may help you out if you ever get into a situation where maybe you're away from home, you have a desperate need to get on the internet, and somebody has a Chromebook. Now, guest mode is a brilliant idea because it allows a Chromebook user to lend you their computer and you can log in as a guest. You won't have any access to any of the Chromebook owner's personal information. If you hand over your Chromebook when you are logged in, then obviously people can go to Gmail and they'll be logged in as you, all sorts of things. You could set up an incognito tab, but there's no real guarantee that somebody isn't going to close that incognito tab. So there's all sorts of data that belong to the individual who's handing over the Chromebook that might understandably make them nervous about being impersonated or data being looked at that's of a corporate nature, for example, that you just don't want other people to see. So guest mode means that a Chromebook user can hand over their Chromebook, log someone in as a guest. When the guest is done, it also protects them too, because when the guest logs out or the cookies are cleaned up, there's no trace there, so everybody's protected. Let's take a break from our look at the settings and show you how this works, since we have encountered it in the settings. I'm going to hold down the power button.
Feedback. Power off. Menu item. 1 of 4.
And it's made that sound to indicate that it is shutting down. So the Chromebook has shut down now, and I'm going to tap the power button again. And the Chromebook is now booting up. So we'll let you hear how quickly this device does boot up. It's all solid state. There we go.
Password for Jonathan at Moses.
And now I'm going to press the tab key.
Open info dialog for Jonathan at shutdown button. Browse as guest button.
And that's what we want. Browse as guest. So I'm going to press enter to do that.
Address and search bar. Edit text. URL entry.
What's happened here is that a clean Google Chrome tab has popped up and I'm at the address bar, and because I'm not logged on as me, all of my preferences are not here, including the voice. And that means that we've got the default Google voice and I can now browse around. If I went to Google, I would not be logged in as me. This is a clean way to give somebody your Chromebook to use the web. ChromeVox, however, does stay on if it was on at the login screen. But what if you're getting a Chromebook from a sighted person to surf the web? Well, you just press your Control-Alt-Z when they say to you, here it is, I've logged you in as a guest. Please feel free to get done whatever you need to get done. All you need to know as a blind person is to press Control-Alt-Z to enable ChromeVox and you will have speech. Obviously, you'll then need to know how to use ChromeVox, and that's why we are here. Can we get to the launcher in this mode? Let's try pressing Alt-Shift-L.
Launcher. Button. Shelf. Toolbar. Window.
We can get
press
to the launcher.
Plus space to active. Google Chrome. Files. Status tray. Launcher. Google Chrome.
But there's not too much here. It is a very stripped down version of the launcher.
Launcher. Button.
And we'll press the search key with the space bar.
Search your device. App. Chrome. Button. Files. Camera. Settings.
And on it goes. There are some settings you can control and some that are administrative in nature. So here we are, logged in as a guest. And now when I log out or restart the computer or just shut it down, anything I do here is not saved. So I'm going to hold down the power button.
Power. Power off. Menu item. 1 of 3.
I'm just going to shut it down that way. And now I'm going to power the Chromebook back up, and we will wait to sign in at this point. It should remember, I believe, my default account.
Password for...
Yep, there we go. So I can enter my password now.
Bullet.
There we go.
Bullet, 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 bullet.
And press enter.
Alert. Signing in.
And because I'm signing in as me, you'll note that the voice that we've
Mushroom
been using...
FM.
Yep,
the
comes
home
back.
Of the fun guy.
And Mushroom FM loads, which is my homepage in Chrome. So we're back in business. I'm going to turn sticky mode back on by pressing the search key twice.
Sticky mode enabled.
And now we'll go back to the launcher with Alt-Shift-L.
Launcher. Button. Shelf. Toolbar. Window.
The launcher has focus, so I'll activate it.
Sticky mode disabled.
And we will now go right. The reason why it says sticky mode disabled is because I'm on the launcher screen, the first focused item is a search box. And I can type in here what I'm looking for, as I've said, similar to the start menu in Windows, to help me find what I want. But I'm going to go right.
Settings. Button.
And there's settings.
Settings. Settings. Settings.
Sticky mode should be back on now. And if I press the letter H.
Network. Heading 2. Bluetooth. Heading 2. Connected devices. Heading 2. People. Heading 2. Device. Heading 2.
Now, I happen to know, because I've spent lots of happy hours in this settings screen, that the manage people option is the last item in the people screen. So if I go left,
manage other people, subpage button,
there's manage other people. If you want to turn the guest mode off on your Chromebook for some reason, then you can go in and disable it. And when you do, the option on the sign in screen to log in as a guest will not be visible. But it is kind of cool that you can go to any Chromebook, log in as a guest, and have speech. And it's a very good reason to have at least a rudimentary knowledge of ChromeVox in your toolbox of tools so that you can perhaps, at a pinch, get internet access where you might need to. We'll go right.
Device. Heading 2.
And we can configure various device parameters.
Touchpad. Subpage button.
You may want to turn off the touchpad. I do find that on some laptops, the touchpad is so sensitive and the way it's positioned means that I accidentally touch it sometimes and go somewhere that I don't want to be. I've not found this on this particular Chromebook, so I haven't resorted to disabling the touchpad at this stage. The cool thing is that this is a user setting, and so if you log in as a guest or somebody else who's sighted and likes the touchpad logs in as them, then you having disabled the touchpad for your account won't affect that.
Keyboard. Subpage button.
Let's go in and have a look at the keyboard settings, because there are a few items of interest here.
Keyboard subpage back button.
We'll go right.
Keyboard. Heading 1. Search. Button. Has pop-up. With 9 items. Collapsed. Press search plus space to activate.
Let's expand this, and I find that it's often prudent to turn off sticky mode before doing this, so I'm going to do that.
Sticky mode disabled.
And now let's try expanding it.
Search. Button. Has pop-up. With 9 items. Expanded.
Now I should be able to down arrow.
Press search. List box. With 8 items. Control. List item. 2 of 8. Alt. List item. 3. Caps lock. List item. 4 of 8. Escape. List item. Backspace. List item. Assistant. List item. Disabled. List item. 8 of 8.
Now, as far as I can tell, this determines what the search key does. So you want to be really careful with this. I'm too nervous to change it to find out whether there's some sort of protection on this when ChromeVox is running, because in theory you might lock yourself out. So I'm not going to change this, but this seems to govern what the search key does. Some people might like the search key as a caps lock key, for instance. A sighted person might appreciate that, because that's the traditional function of where the search key is positioned. I'm going to escape out of this.
Search. Button.
And we'll go right.
Control. Button. Has pop-up.
Similarly, you can remap the control key.
Alt. Button. Escape. Button. Has pop-up. With 9 items. Collapsed.
All these choices have 9 items, so if you want to remap your keys, you are able to do that. If I was going to do this, if I was brave enough to try, and I don't really want to be honest, because it makes a lot of sense to have the key that is in the caps lock position as a screen reader modifier. Most of us are used to that. But I would probably map the search key first to another key and then undefine the original search key.
Backspace. Button. Has pop up. With 9 items. Treat top row keys as function keys. Toggle button. Not pressed. Hold the search key to switch the behavior of the top row keys.
If you want to, you can hold down the search key and press the function keys to get traditional function keys functions. I've not found a reason to do this in Chrome OS, but if you want to, you can. And if you would rather have the function keys perform their traditional function, in other words, switch it around, so that if you wanted to turn the volume up, for example, you would have to hold down the search key and then press the keys for volume up and down. You can do that here. Let's navigate, right?
Enable auto repeat. Toggle button. Pressed. Delay before repeat. Slider. Long to short. 500.
This is a very handy feature to adjust if you have a tendency to rest on the key. Perhaps it's difficult for you to let your fingers off the key, then this could be a very handy feature. Alternatively, if you have cause to hold a key down for some reason and enter a lot of recurrences of that key, you may want to speed the process up.
Repeat rate. Slider. Slow to fast. 50. View keyboard shortcuts. Link. Press search plus space to activate.
This is another place that you can go to view the list of keyboard shortcuts. If you would rather, you could use another device to search for keyboard shortcuts for Chrome OS, and they will come right up in a nice table. And you can use the screen reader that you may be more familiar with as you start to learn Chrome Vox to traverse those keys and understand what they are. And it sometimes can be more handy to have a separate device to review these shortcut keys on while you're learning another one.
Change input settings. Subpage button.
Let's go in here and have a look at the input settings.
Input subpage back button.
I'll go click right.
Inputs. Heading 1. Show input options in the shelf. Toggle button. Not pressed. Input methods. Heading 2. English US enabled. Button. Open settings page for English US. Button. Remove English US. Button. English UK. Button. Open settings page for English UK. Remove English UK. Button. Add input methods. Button.
And so you can add other input methods as well. If you work with other languages and you want to set up a keyboard for that language, here is the place to do that.
Spell check. Toggle button. Pressed. Spell check languages. Languages for spell check are based on your language preference. English United Kingdom. Toggle button. Pressed. List. With 0 items. Enhanced spell check in Chrome browser. Text is sent to Google for spelling suggestions. Toggle button. Not pressed.
Now I am pleased that the Chromebook has figured this out, because even though I've chosen English US as the language, I do want English UK as my spell check language, because Americans do spell some words differently from most of the rest of the English speaking world.
Customize spell check. Subpage button. Settings.
And then it's wrapped around again. So that's what you can do in the input settings. I'll press the back key, which is assigned to F1.
Change input settings. Subpage button.
And we'll go right.
Settings.
And it's wrapped around again. So I'll press the back button again.
Keyboard. Subpage.
And we're right back on keyboard. I do like the fact that the focus is so consistent.
Displays. Subpage button.
There are some display settings in here, which I will skip as a speech user, but if that interests you, you can investigate that in the settings.
Storage management. Subpage button.
Let's take a look at storage management. I will press that button.
Storage management subpage back button.
And we'll go right.
Storage management. Heading 1. Storage usage overview. In use 12.9 gigabytes, available 19.1 gigabytes. Progress indicator. My files 0B. Link. Browsing data 16.7 megabytes. Link. Apps and extensions 41.0 megabytes. Link. 12.9 gigabytes. System. Settings. Storage management. Exited main.
That is something to take into account when you're choosing how much storage that you might want to have on your Chromebook. There is an expectation with Chromebooks that most of the services, the features you'll be using are cloud-based. But if you do need to store data locally, say media files or something like that, beware that the capacity of your Chromebook also has to accommodate the operating system and other data files that you can't remove, and that's taking up about 12 gigs. I'll go back.
Storage management. Subpage button.
And navigate to the right.
Power. Subpage button.
Take a look at power options.
Power subpage back button. Power. Heading 1. Battery. 80%, 8 hours and 35 minutes left.
We'll go right once more.
When idle. True. Idle action while charging. Sleep. Button. Idle action while on battery. Sleep. Button. Sleep when cover is closed. Toggle button. Pressed.
Just like many other operating systems, you have the option as to what happens when you close the lid. It's defaulting to going to sleep, which means that it wakes up very quickly. In fact, I'll show you that now. I'll close the lid of the Chromebook, and we get no sound or anything like that, but the lid is closed, and the device is now sleeping. If I raise the lid, and I'm doing that right now.
Not connected to network. Alert. Connecting to Manandwifi 5G. Alert. Connected to Manand.
It's virtually instant. And are we in the right place?
Settings. Sleep when cover is closed.
Yes, we are. So, I mean, that is amazing. It resumes from startup almost instantly. It takes me back exactly to where I were before. The screen reader, Chromevox, is behaving well. That is a very slick resumption from sleep. I wish I could resume from sleep that way. I'll press the back button.
Power. Subpage button.
And continue to navigate.
Personalization. Heading 2. Change device account image. Subpage button. Wallpaper. Open the wallpaper app. Link. Search engine. Heading 2. Preferred search engine. Button. Google.
This is a Google product, so understandably Google is the default search engine, but let's see how configurable it is.
Settings. Dialog. Preferred search engine. Set your default search engine for Chrome browser and Chromebook launcher. Preferred search engine. Google. Button. Has pop-up. With 3 items. Collapsed.
There aren't that many search engines built in. I'll just turn sticky mode off.
Sticky mode disabled.
And we'll go into this list.
Preferred search engine. Button. Has pop-up. With 3 items. Expanded.
We should be able to down arrow now.
List box. With 3 items. Bing. List item. 2 of 3. Yahoo. List item. 3 of 3.
All right, so we'll go back to Google.
Google.
And press enter.
Preferred search engine. Google.
And we'll continue to navigate, right? I'll turn my sticky mode back on.
Sticky mode enabled. Cancel. Button. Done. Button.
That's what we have. And interestingly, there's a cancel and a done button with this one.
Dialog. Done. Button. Settings. Settings. Heading 1. Banner. Search settings. Network. Link.
Now we've lost focus, actually, and it's gone to the top of the screen, so I'll just navigate by heading.
Network. Bluetooth. Connect. People. Device. Personalization. Change device account image. Wallpaper. Search engine. Preferred search engine. Button. Apps. Heading 2. Manage your apps. Subpage button.
This is pretty typical of all operating systems where you have the ability to look at what apps are installed and remove them. Those apps could be various things actually on a Chromebook. They may have come from the Google Play Store, and we will take a look at that at some point in this series. They may be simply web pages. Some things that appear on your shelf or in your Chromebook as applications are nothing more than links to a particular page on the web. And I'm not suggesting there's any subterfuge or anything in that. It's as it should be, because Chromebooks are all about cloud-based applications. And these days, all you need to do to get really good quality applications is to go to a particular place on the web. So other than the space that the shortcuts takes up on your Chromebook, which is just totally negligible, the app can consume 0 bytes of data on your actual device.
Google Play Store. Install apps and games from Google Play on your Chromebook. Learn more. Link. Google Play Store. Button. Install apps and...
We will get back to the Google Play Store.
Developers. Heading 2. Linux Development Environment Beta. Run Linux tools, editors and IDEs in your Chromebook. Learn more. Link.
Chrome OS under the hood is Linux based. And so this is an exciting development for many developers who want to be able to run Linux tools on a Chromebook. They typically don't take a lot of CPU power, so it's ideal, really.
Advanced. Expanded.
And let's have a look at the advanced settings.
Date and time. Heading 2.
I'm not sure why date and time is under advanced, but okay.
Time zone, use your IP address to determine location, default. Subpage button.
And that indeed does work.
Use 24-hour clock. Toggle button. Press.
I'm actually going to uncheck that.
Use 24-hour clock. Toggle button. Not press.
And go right.
Privacy and security. Heading 2. Help improve Chrome OS features and performance. Toggle button. Pressed. Includes apps, web pages and more. Send statistics to improve suggestions only if you've chosen to share usage data. Learn more. Link. Suggest new content to explore. Toggle button. Press.
I don't want that.
Suggest new content to explore. Toggle button. Not pressed. Enable verified access. Toggle button. Pressed.
I had to do a bit of research about what this setting does, because I'm a curious kind of soul, and what it appears to relate to is that some media providers do use this setting to verify the authenticity of your device and your account. So if you're consuming some content on your Chromebook, then verified access is a good thing to keep on.
Languages and inputs. Heading 2. Languages English, United Kingdom. Subpage button. Inputs English, US. Subpage button. Suggestions. Subpage button. Files. Heading 2. Disconnect Google Drive account. Toggle button. Not pressed.
Understandably, again, because this is a Google device, Google Drive is built into the ecosystem. So if you want, you can install other Google Drive applications on other devices so that it's easy to share files with your Chromebook. I'm not really a Google Drive user. I'm a big Dropbox fan, and I also have OneDrive because I have Microsoft Office 365, and it gives me a free terabyte of storage with OneDrive as part of that. However, there are other things you can do. You can download the Dropbox Android app from the Google Play Store and install that on your Chromebook. You can also connect network-attached storage devices or even other computers that you want to share access with. So if I go right.
Network file shares. Subpage button.
And we'll activate this button.
Network file shares subpage back button. Network file shares. Heading 1.
I'm navigating right.
Set up or manage network file shares. Learn more. Link. Add file share. Button.
I have a network attached storage device, a Synology device, and I can add that here so that it will appear in the Google Files app. And when we come back to the Files app, I may well do that just so that we have some material to browse. For now, I'll press the back button.
Network file shares. Subpage button.
And I'll continue to navigate the settings screen.
Printing. Heading 2. Printers. Subpage button.
So you can add network or other printers to your Chromebook if you still do some printing.
Print jobs view and manage print jobs. Link. Scan documents and images. Link.
Now this is something I have not tried yet, but you can use OCR with this as well.
Accessibility. Heading 2.
We've had a look at accessibility before, so I'm going to skip this heading. I'll press H. I have sticky mode enabled.
Reset settings. Heading 2. Power wash. Reset button. Settings.
And now we're back around to the settings. So those are the settings that are available in Chrome OS.